The Department of Environmental Conservation received over 200 comments on Constantine Metal Resources' waste management permit applications, permits that would allow the Palmer Project to expand. 50 or 60 of those comments came in during the 15-day extension period. A memo from Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Division of Habitat was among them.
It had about four sentences on where fish exist in the area and a sentence about how the department would make recommendations to Constantine regarding wildlife management.
But the Upper Lynn Canal Advisory Committee was looking for a more substantive response. Shannon Donahue is a member of the advisory committee.
They really didn't look into the impacts on fish and wildlife habitat, and so we were asking them to do a thorough analysis of the impacts and potential impacts of this project.
It's a citizens' council and an official body of the state that makes recommendations to ADF&G. In a meeting last week, they voted 7-1 to send a letter to the department asking for more meaningful comments. Alaska State Constitution says fish and wildlife resources belong to the people of Alaska. It's ADF&G's mission to protect those resources so people can use them. The permits would allow Constantine to develop a staging area for equipment and excavate a 2,000-meter underground ramp to provide easier drilling access.
This project is at a point where it's at an irreversible point once they begin digging the tunnel. And so we just want to make sure that before any irreversible actions are taken, that the Fish and Game has really analyzed what the potential impacts are.
Kat Knuse is the Southeast Regional Supervisor for ADF&G's Division of Habitat. She's the one who signed off on their comment. In a meeting last week, she said the advisory committee raised good questions, but that her department only manages fish, not water quality.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Water flows downhill and enters Glacier Creek and then on to Cahoon River and so forth, where there's lots of fish. But again, the chemistry side of things, we leave to the EC as that's their jurisdiction.
She says it's up to the Department of Environmental Conservation to investigate the impact of the Palmer Project on water quality. Kyle Moselle, the Associate Director of the Department of Natural Resources Office of Project Management and Permitting, says environmental monitoring meets state standards. Both DNR and DEC found the application to be complete.
They're following a similar recipe that we expect from exploration projects in this phase of development. Monitoring data that they have to support that is adequate. The application was found to be complete by both DNR and DEC.
Permits will allow the company to move closer to realizing the promise of their preliminary economic assessment, or PEA, report. But the PEA is for investors, not permitting bodies.
It's like a good trailer to a movie. It's not something that we're going to base a permit on, you know, keeping it very black and white. A PEA has no direct bearing on the permitting process.
So while investors take a look at the potential mine earnings, Constantine is doing separate work to secure the permits that will allow them to expand their mineral exploration operations. Moselle expects the DEC will reach a decision on the permits this month. He says he's reviewed every single comment and will lead an interagency meeting this week to respond to what they have identified as the 30 or so most substantive issues. They will publish those responses with their decision. Constantine Metal Resources continues exploration drilling and roadwork this summer. Liz Cornejo, Vice President of Community and External Affairs, says if the permits are approved, they will also prepare the surface area for expansion. In Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.